Stamina Beats. Hi and welcome to another beautiful time here. It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made and I am super excited. You are on to my podcast, Live, Living and Loving on Air with Nina. And today I have somebody very interesting with me and I'm just so excited because what he's doing, I don't think I have seen it here in Nigeria. But we're going to get to that. I'm sure you're curious to know what is this about. Okay, so I'm just going to let him introduce himself, tell us a bit about who you are and what you're all about.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, I am Uche. My name is Uche Ibekwe Jr., popularly called JTJ. And I'm a fruitpreneur, so fruitpreneur, yeah. I coined up the name that,
okay,
you know.
Okay, because I was going to ask, what's foodpreneur about?
So, like, you know, when you say you're an entrepreneur, so, like, fruitpreneur, just entre, put the fruit, because I'm into fruit, so, like, fruitpreneur.
Okay.
So, basically, from the word fruitpreneur tells I'm into fruits, I do fruits, everything that has to do with fruits. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, I was just quickly going through some of your work on Instagram and like I said, I have never seen anything like that here in Nigeria. What I know I see,
you're kidding, right?
No, I'm actually very serious. I've seen food art. Okay. I've seen people do a lot of things with food, but for fruit in Nigeria I haven't seen that much creativity. So what inspired you to, you know, because that's artwork as far as I am concerned, that's a whole lot of work there. So what is the inspiration behind it, or how did it even start for you?
Okay, so 2 years ago, I think 2018, but then way before 2 years ago. So I used to grow up loving fruits. I eat them a lot.
You look like you eat a lot of
because I mean sometimes people are like, why are you all this looking like all popping skin fresh and all of that. Fruit is actually one of the secrets, you know, behind it. So but I used to love fruits, you know, eating them a lot. I used to have this curiosity, this thingy for like fruits. I want to like discover fruits, eat them, see what they can like
do. In your family home, did you like have a lot of
fruits? Oh my god, my mom has a farm. My mom has a fruit farm.
It has to be something like that. Okay.
My mom has a fruit farm. You can literally find almost any type of fruit there. So like she does fruits and I love fruits. I love to eat it because in our family, we grew up from a family where fruit is like a norm, so like we eat fruits a lot and all of that. So then like 2 years ago, you know, it just happened that I used to have a colleague, one of my boss. So she I found out this whole fruit thing from her. I found out she was into it. So she used to like do creative fruit art, fruit works. She does lots of creative fruit work. She renders professional fruit services. I was amazed when I saw her work. So like the same way like you're explaining all of that. That was the same way. I was like, oh wow, this is amazing. I was willing to learn. At that point I just knew I had to learn this, whatever the cost. So I just knew I had to learn this, and she called a price. She named at me.
Was it affordable though?
It was not. It was because it was me. I was friend, colleague, I had to see. That was when I was doing my internship though, so she had to consider that. Okay, but now I mean the worth learning that it's worth nothing less than 50k, like to teach someone this.
And how long does the learning process
take? Depends on the schedule, so it can take from like 2 to 3 months because you have to do there's the like classroom learning, and then it's
so like
practical,
it's proper learning.
This is a whole spec, you know, allow me to say that. So yeah, and that was it. I learned time did not actually permit me to learn
full time
fully, like learn you know, everything the whole day. I just learned. I'm a first learner, so I just like learned what I could, and then you know,
decided to
like
put your
got
own
flexible
thing
with it, added my own flavor and all of that, and then back in school, I launched in school, started my own thingy in school, and I schooled in the East.
Okay.
I schooled in Futo, and yeah. So I launched in school.
Okay.
After learning, you know, after my IT, when I got back to school, I launched, and it was really amazing for me because my first official job,
okay,
in school,
mm-hmm,
was one where Fela Drute was present.
Oh,
in.
Wow.
So it was more like, okay, I just took that up as this was going to be a means to sell myself, to,
mm-hmm,
allow people to see that, wow, there's beauty in fruits and all of that, so that people know that creative stuffs can be done with fruits,
mm-hmm,
and people also not just seeing creativity, you get to eat fresh fruits, you, mm-hmm, get to get the nourishment.
So you're kind of also encouraging people to eat.
Of course, okay, of course, because you see, we live in a world where people, I notice people actually get to eat fruits by chance, not by intention. So like, you're like, we're not built like with by default to like grow, like live with fruits, know that consciousness that, okay, fruit has to be, it has to be
just
a
like
thing, it has to be part
as important
of,
as our meat,
it has to be as important as your drinking water,
mm-hmm,
fruit has to be as important as that too,
mm-hmm.
So many of us are, I don't know, would I say, just we have this laissez-faire, you know, attitude towards fruits,
mm-hmm,
you know, we underestimate them, we underestimate the power of fruits,
yeah,
and the potentials of fruits, so we don't know that fruit can basically do anything, everything, as you, the nutrition, every nutrition you want, that food can give you, there are fruits
that can
do
give
it. When it comes to beauty, the fruits that can do it, health, the fruits that can always do anything that you can think of, so fruits,
okay,
can always do it.
Okay, so
yeah,
for your craft, what would you,
yeah,
say the patronage or the awareness is like? Because like I said, I had no idea this sort of thing even,
yeah,
exists. Because I do watch videos of people, you know, doing art with fruits,
yeah,
and they are usually from the abroad, you know. But as per here in Nigeria, in the cities, how much patronage do you get, and how much awareness do you think is out there about this foodpreneur?
Okay, so I'm gonna say, sadly, there's not a lot of awareness about,
mm-hmm,
this, and what I do, the limited people that do, the few people that do what,
mm-hmm,
I do. So
yeah,
like I said, when I was in Owerri, I can say I was like the only one I knew that was doing it in Owerri. Well, I didn't mean to the best of my knowledge, and,
mm-hmm,
I know that a lot of people that saw what I was doing from school and outside school, even when I had to travel like all the
states,
neighboring,
yeah,
mm-hmm, cities to like do jobs, people that got to see it, you know, they are amazed because they get to always tell me that, wow, they're seeing this for the first time, they're seeing this through me, I'm like the first person they're seeing doing this kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
and all of that. So for me, I'd say there's not a lot of awareness, one, two, because people feel like, oh, what's the need?
Mm.
So like, okay, is it not fruit? I can just walk by my house.
Yes.
There's one bookie man that's selling like watermelons and like oranges, bananas. I can just walk by past my house and buy it and eat. Like, what's the special thing?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? But people don't really understand that, okay, there's more to it. It's okay, so now it's like people that understand that, see, the important fruit is actually very important.
Hmm.
It is as important as my meals. It is, in fact, it should be part of my meals. In fact, fruit makes up balanced diet. It's part of what makes up you eating a balanced diet. So you need to have fruit as much as you have food, because it balances them up. So now, lately, you know, we have like the big men, the people that now understand that, oh, see, I need to eat fruits and all of that. So I think more or less the people that understand, but I say my customers, my audience, people that, okay, appeal more to what we do,
yeah,
I'd say they're like, they're more like,
the percentage you can give,
they're more like, I'm thinking
okay
I'll just say 55. I just say 55%. That
goes
a lot long,
already.
Yeah, that's the goal. That goes a long way to let you know that people, we need to do more.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand that, see, fruit is a way of life. It has to be a way of life. So you need to understand that, oh, see, me eating fruit is not because, oh, I'm just walking by and, you know, I just see there's a fruit market, there's like someone selling fruit here, so, oh wow, let me just buy. No, you have to, there has to be that consciousness. So like, you have to be buying fruit because you know why you're buying, you know what you stand to gain from it, you know why you should eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, different fruits for different reasons. So like, I'm buying this fruit because I know, oh okay, I think I'm low in potassium, calcium, I think I need something that's gonna like dehydrate me, I need to okay, so I'm going to the market, I'm getting these fruits because you know what you're buying it for, you know what it's gonna do for you and to you. So
okay.
Yes, I think we all need to have more cautiousness, you know, that cautious effort to consume fruits.
Okay, so I see that you had, would I call it an outreach for the deaf? The deaf can do it too.
Yep, that was sometime
last year. So yeah. Can you just like tell us what that was about and the impact you think it's had, especially on this children who would consider disabled?
Okay, disabled. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what was the purpose of that outreach and what was the impact and what role did you play in? What role did fruits play in it?
Okay. So that was just a friend called me up and she was putting something together.
Okay.
So she found out a school for the deaf, the dumb, the generally the disabled, less privileged.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, oh wow. She was trying to get people that are into one or two, people that have skills, you know. It was more like a skill acquisition program, you know, specially designed for the less privileged. So she called me up and was like, okay, see, I'm putting this together, she needs my expertise. So she called also, we had a makeup artist, we had someone that that was into painting, we had caterers, we had a chef, we had people that were into different aspects and, you know, spheres of life, and all of that. So we came together and put the package together to reach out to them. One is to make them understand that there is ability and disability. I mean, the fact that you cannot hear, you cannot like talk, whatever your disability is, there is an ability in your disability. These guys are deaf, these guys are dumb. We reached out to them, we found potential artists, we found potential painters, we found lots of talents.
I was actually impressed when I was checking and I saw this part, and I would say the reason is because my grandmother is deaf and dumb. But when she was younger, she was a fashion designer and a very good one at that.
Yeah.
And each and every one of us inherited that skill from her. Even if you don't want to be a proper fashion designer, you can handle a pin, you can handle a machine.
Yeah.
It's natural to us.
Yeah.
And she had two husbands and so many children. So I grew up with the understanding that just because somebody is disabled in a part of their life doesn't mean all aspects of their lives have been disabled. So when I see people reaching out like what you did with your friend, it really encourages me that this is good.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you for
thank you.
Okay, so there are some 3D artwork with fruits on your
I do have mentors. I do have people I look up to.
Okay.
So I mean, 3D is something that I would say is not particularly here in Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not particularly dominant here in Nigeria. So that work you saw on my page, that was by Valeriano. He's like the best fruit carver in the world. So he's like the best fruit carver in the world, and that some of his works are like 3D, like it's mad. That work you saw there was like
metal.
I'm telling you, that work was about 8 to 9 hours. Yeah. This was about 8 to 9 hours of work, and his works are, they're just
so those are the kind of things that inspire, would you say?
Oh my god,
inspire
work,
you
need to go to his page, you need, so you know what I'm talking about.
We will find his page.
He inspires me a lot, like his works are so amazing, they're breathtaking, like
okay,
don't know, like, and you know funny enough, like, the things he does, the tools he uses and all of that, I don't think that you easily find them. They're not easily available in this part, you know. So
the word, yeah,
I mean, that guy is some talent on another level, and you know, I want to be like him someday, but for now, okay, I can only look up to him.
All right, so for somebody who is listening to this and is curious to know, hey, I think I like the idea of fruitpreneur, I think I want to, you know, learn or understand it better.
Yeah.
How would they reach you, first of all? And then what advice would you give to, you know, now we are in a world where everybody is trying to turn their skill to some monetary value, you know, because the world is a crazy place right now.
Yeah.
So for people who feel like they are boxed, like everybody is into it just feels like everybody is into a particular type of business and they don't have a niche for it.
Yeah.
What advice, how do you want them to look at businesses like yours?
Okay.
And then how would they be able to contact you, just in case they want to partner? All right.
So for the contact part, I always say my page. Go to my page. You can always contact me there.
What's the name?
Bellyrion, at Bellyrion NG, at Bellyrion.ng.
Okay.
You can always contact me there. There's a number there. There's an email there. And to everyone out there, see, there is money everywhere. And I always say before, you don't just go somewhere because people are going there.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to have some kind of thingy for that thing.
Okay.
So like me, like I said, I love fruits. Fruits is something I feel like, oh, this is something, like, for the fun of it, I can actually just have fun, right? Experimenting, like, with fruit. So like for me, it's like me having fun, you know. So I'd say there are lots of people there that love fruits. Maybe they don't have opportunities to like get to know someone or meet someone that does stuff like this. So I'm here for all of you. Yeah, so go to my page, just link up, you know. Shikini money.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I just say to everyone out there, just think, breathe. There's something in you that you probably have not discovered, have not found out yet. It must not be fruit. It must not be what I do. You may be probably that next artist or that next painter, that next person that just has one skill that's going to be priceless. So everyone should think, everyone has an embedded gift in them that is unique, that is different. They just have to find it,
dig deep,
bring,
and find it.
Yeah, dig deep, bring it out, and utilize it, explore it. Exactly.
Okay. All right. I think that's where we're gonna draw the cut in. I really appreciate your craft, and I do hope that one of these days, I was expecting an example, but
it is well. She knows. I
was expecting some sample because I was like taking pictures and all that, but it's fine.
I really wish I was able to come here with something, bro. And for those interested, though, so there's something we're working on.
Okay.
I'm partnering with a foundation.
Okay.
Soon as there's a project we're working on, it's gonna be launched soon, and we want to be teaching people. It's more like skill acquisition too. So those that are, you know, thinking of, oh, I want to learn this, I want to, they should just keep their ears
glued.
When it's out, they will see it, they'll know. So
all right,
tap into it.
You heard that. When it's out, I hope you will be able to tap into it. Don't forget to follow him on his Instagram page, and you know, just communicate with him. I would definitely have you again, at least for the sample.
Yeah, definitely. I am available anytime. Just all right, reach out.
It's really nice having you here, and I just want to say a word of encouragement to you.
Thank you.
This is not what a lot of people are into or used to. I know when you're like one of the pioneers of something, you tend to shed light, you tend to pave the way for so many other people who possibly get into that part of life. So thank you for what you're doing, and we pray that you grow. You definitely grow with it.
Amen.
And okay, so once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're very much appreciated. All right, so yes, we have come to the end of the program today. I hope you enjoyed this chat with Uche. Thank you to everybody who has been following the podcast. I am so grateful. I'm going to be coming your way again next week, Thursday, with another new episode. And you get the information and the link very shortly. Enjoy.